Hello, Zach.
Hey, Candace, sorry about that.
No worries. I know you had your meeting, so I thought maybe it's far early.
Oh, no, you're all good.
I talked to my husband, and we do want to go through with it as far as we can tell. There was one other piece that I forgot about that my husband reminded me,
Go
and
ahead.
it's the person that financed the home since it was like owner financed.
Yep.
So we were wondering if you'd give us a day to talk with Charles and Aaron to make sure we're doing everything correct on our end, and then let him know what's going on. But
Yep.
my husband said unless something goes wrong there, he doesn't see why we would say no.
Okay, so yeah, so he'll get paid through our closing 'cause that's he's recorded it. I've already, that's what I've seen. There's nothing that can he's given you a contract for deed, I'm assuming.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. So once the title search gets pulled, they'll realize that there's a lien on the property and however much you owe, will be paid to him, and then you'll get the remainder.
Okay.
Yep. So, that's how that works.
We kind of figured it was something like that, where either you guys would pay him or we would pay him.
Yep, it comes out of closing, and all our attorneys actually handle all of that, and we're like I said, we're paying for all the closing costs.
Yeah, which is very nice. I know my husband originally he wanted, like the 70, and he didn't want to take less than 65, but I told him, like, you guys are covering the closing costs. We don't have to do anything there,
Yep.
really. And that is what kind of, I think, sold it for him,
Yep.
and made him less nervous. And knowing that you guys are local, because we were really worried we'd have to deal with someone not local, and that would be harder.
Yeah. Yep. Is your husband available to talk on the phone too? That way I can kind of introduce myself.
He's at work currently.
Okay.
Let me see. I should have asked him if he had already gone to lunch.
'Cause I actually did send you the just like one page agreement paperwork.
Oh, okay. That is good to know. He usually goes to lunch around 2.
Okay.
Tim has said, like, can you talk to him, go to lunch early, or maybe talk to him on your lunch?
Yep. I'm patient.
We appreciate that.
Of
I guess
course.
when we got this house, we were looking for a place to rent because we just moved back here and we thought it was going to be temporary. And so we were looking for a place to rent, but then this option came up and it was like, being young and being able to get a house, like it seemed like a good option.
Yeah.
But then when his grandmother passed away this past year and she left us the 2 acres of land right there near his parents, it was like,
Yep.
well, that you couldn't get much better than that. And it's like right, it's kind of like off of a street, you're kind of alone other than like being connected to the parents. So we can have
Yeah.
our chickens and our kids like we want, so.
Yeah, y'all want some easeability, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Good. Do you have your email pulled up?
I can.
Okay.
Is it Forrest McGee? Is that it?
Yeah, that's my we're related. It's we do business through
Okay.
yeah.
Okay, I do see where you sent that for both of us.
Do you, if you want to open it that way to see if you have any questions about it, it's pretty straightforward, but just to see if you have any questions about it, I could kind of just walk you through it.
I know this is probably for you, but I'm just curious. What does it mean that you would make a money deposit of $100 and then it's held by the closing agent? Well, I
guess
I have
so that just means that once you, like, sign the agreement, once it's ratified, once I sign it, I just put I sent just because of it's more like a formality, professional formality to ensure that this is a binding agreement, and, you know, consider when I make a proposal, consideration has to be exchanged. So basically it's like a promise to, you know, a promise to pay. Also, it's more like an earnest money deposit, you know?
I gotcha.
If you're familiar with that. It's just an act of good faith.
Okay. Okay.
So like
my
soon,
husband.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. My husband said that he can call it too.
Okay.
When he goes to lunch, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. And if you're good with it, just read through. If anything. We can, if you don't understand anything within, I know, like, property sold and as is, I know you saw the purchase price, closing, you know, on or before 4/1/2024 or sooner, title policy, you know, that's just, you know, we're going to take out a title policy just to ensure that you do have good title and we're getting good title, and like the closing costs, we're paying all the closing costs. You know, obviously, if you owe any back taxes, that's not going to be taking out. We're not going to be paying for that. But as far as I'm concerned, that your taxes are up to date.
Yeah, I think it's this year's we haven't paid yet.
Okay, so yeah, Yeah, so we, you know, we'll have to get a lockbox on the property at a point. We're not going to bombard you. That just so, you know, let's, you know, partners, contractors, and appraisers come prior to the closing. And then
would anyone come here without us knowing?
No, absolutely not.
I was like, the dogs are kind of...
No. We'll make reasonable communication, and we'll give you definitely notice, for sure. We're not going to be like, hey, we're coming tomorrow, and it's like 10 p.m. at night. No, we'll make, we'll make it a reasonable time. And then... Basically, it just says that it's an arm's length transaction, meaning, you know, I'm not holding you hostage to do anything that you don't want to do. And then, the entire agreement is, basically a binding contract. And then, it basically just says, we do hold a real estate license. And then at the bottom, it should say, like, your name. Do you see your name?
Yes, sir. Well,
Okay.
it just says printed name, signature
Yep.
date. Have it filled in, but it does have where I can fill it in.
Yeah, so if you can, yeah, so if you just want to click that, fill in your name, and then it should allow you to like click the sign.
And then it would have me just like sign.
Yeah. And then we would just need your husband's too. And I can kind of walk him through that. Basically, what I just did with you.
Okay. I forwarded the one with his name over to him and told him to look at it before he calls you, just so he kind of already sees it,
Yep.
his questions lined up. But like you
Okay.
said, it's just that one page, pretty straightforward.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can, if you want, I can go ahead and sign this to make it binding on my part, and you can sign yours if you're comfortable, or if you want your husband to wait and that we all just sign together, however you want to do it.
Okay. I'll let him talk to you first, because I
Okay.
don't want to do something he get mad at me and then cause chaos in the
Yeah.
paradise. But like I said, he didn't see a reason why we wouldn't, especially now knowing like legally wise with Leroy, we wouldn't be at fault for anything. You guys would pay him off at closing.
Yeah.
That I think was the only thing that scared him about it now.
Yeah. So what is what's his phone number too?
Oh, yeah, so his phone number is 540-818-5661.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay. 540-818-5661.
Yes, sir.
All right, so I'll call you around. I'll call you like right at 2, and then I'll merge him in.
Okay, that is perfect.
And that way we can all kind of just, because I'll get it to the lawyer. As soon as we get this, paperwork signed, I'll just send it to the lawyer. That way, when y'all are ready, you're like, "Hey, Zach, it's March. Can we close?" No problem. Sure. We're ready.
Okay, so
Like just in case you guys are closer, go
yeah.
sooner than later.
So we close as soon as we're out of here and ready, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
Okay.
I need 30 days for sure. So 30 day anytime after 30 days would be fine.
Okay, gotcha.
Does that work?
Yeah, I imagine so.
Okay. Cool. Well, we can make it work. So I will call you. I have like a Zoom meeting here, and that's about 20 minutes. So I will jump on that and then I'll call you at 2, and then we can give him a call and all three talk and then kind of get this ratified, and I'll let you know the attorneys that we're using and give them your information.
Okay, thank you.
All right, yeah, no problem. All right, I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
Bye.
bye-bye.